This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast, number 181 in the series for Franklin Matters. This recording shares the meeting of the Economic Development Subcommittee on Wednesday, October 23, 2019. The only item on the agenda was the Franklin High School Student Initiative on plastic bags. The next meeting was not yet determined. There will be a new council after the November 5 election, and the chair would need to do two things. One, to confirm the members of the subcommittee, and two, determine the timeline to bring this proposal to the council. The recording of the meeting itself runs approximately 45 minutes. So without further ado, here's the meeting of October 23.
Time being 6:08, I call the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting in order for October 23rd, 2019. Just want to make one quick announcement that this meeting is being recorded by audio or video. I believe it's audio tonight. I don't see any video, so wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. And the older generation got that. So, what was I going to say? So the only item on our discussion tonight is the plastic bag proposal. And Town Administrator, would you like to start us off?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, here we are again. I included in the packet the I know it's now 3 years old, the memo from Mr. Nutting with the current proposal that we at least started from. I know everybody here I think has seen that. It's in the packet that I just handed out a minute ago to the folks in the audience. And additionally, Representative Jeff Roy, who was scheduled to come tonight but was unable to come due to the education reform debate up in the House of Representatives today, up on Beacon Hill, contacted me on Monday and suggested he wasn't gonna be able to attend. I asked him if he could at least send along for the group where the plastic bag ban legislation was up on Beacon Hill. And the second packet that I handed out was a whole series of materials that he had emailed us about where the current status of that was. And just for the record, the Joint Committee on Environmental Resources did do a small redraft of that legislation and did vote in the affirmative to recommend that legislation out of the study committee.
That's this one.
And that's that one that you have in your hand, Glenn. House Bill 771. Mm-hmm. excuse me. So that bill was reported out favorably out of the Joint Committee on Natural Resources and the Environment. And now the current draft that you're holding up, Glenn, House Bill 771, now sits in the House Ways and Means Committee. The representative, in his deference, is not going to be in a position to give us a speculative nature of whether this is going to move or pass. But in my legislative experience moons ago, it certainly was a big step, I think, that the legislation was able to get out of committee. And in the packet I also handed out includes a series of bill summaries, which instead of reading the 10-page legislation, which usually has words that it's hard to always put together what it really does, the main points of the plastic bag ban redraft are here. If you've noticed on some of the highlights of it, I think we're now up to 122 cities and towns across the state since this was drafted a couple months ago. I know another series of towns are going to be considering it at a town meeting in the fall and or the spring. I think the legislative summary kind of does a good job summarizing it, which is, there are patchwork bans. There is a series of different proposals in every city or town. There are some that obviously are similar. Some of them cater to certain issues of certain communities or whatnot. But I think the goal of the ban at some point at the legislative level is to kind of make the even playing field across the state. How they deal with that is tricky, and I don't know. You'll have to wait till the final bill comes out, whether or not certain state representatives or senators fight for their communities and say, no, we want our bag ban here. And Brookline say, we're going a little further than what maybe the state does. That's something that usually comes to fruition at the tail end of the legislative process when they're actually, on the floor dealing with those issues at that time. So, I know that that's a question that likely come up, whether or not this would take precedent over what we do. You know, with 120 some odd communities doing this, I think you're in a situation where, you know, you've ultimately got to wait and see what the legislature does. They're in the nearing the end of their first year of a two-year session. So if it didn't pass this legislative session, meaning by next July 31st, at the state level, this process would have to start all over again in January of 2021. You know, that's at least the legislative perspective, I suppose. Mm-hmm. It's probably the best I could do without the legislators here. But they did, I think, do a good job in at least sending all these bill summaries. Folks can read through them. I don't think it's drastically different than what we have here. I think it's all trying to aim at the same goal, which is to simply reduce some waste on the sides of the streets and trees, rivers. As these young folks have made clear for a few years, I think their objective is not to necessarily change the world, but to just kind of make Franklin a little cleaner and hopefully be a little bit more sustainable.
Perfect.
Cede my time back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. High school, any updates you'd like to provide or any commentary you'd like to talk about?
So we have been getting some signatures on the petition. Currently we have over 275 signatures from different people who live in Franklin. I think this is really one of the things that demonstrates how central of an issue this is to a lot of people who do live in town. I also want to thank everyone who showed up today for continuing to demonstrate that to the council and to the town government as a whole. I think, just to adjust this, I think that eventually the state will be banning plastic bags. Mm-hmm. I think that that's probably coming soon with the ban that's recently gone into place in California and the ban that's recently gone into place in New York. But I think that there's still no harm in doing this at a local level as well. I think worst case scenario, the state does pass a plastic bag ban and we just default onto their plan with little difference. I think that it's really a no harm done bylaw. I don't think there's much of a downside even if the state does pass a ban or if they don't. I think of it less as a question of does Franklin pass a plastic bag ban and more as a question of when we ban plastic bags, is it going to be on the terms of the town or on the terms of the state? And I think that this is really a great opportunity for us as a town to put in place a plan that's been approved by over 90% of local businesses and really do this as a town effort with a lot of access points for local citizens to really impact this transition period, which I think will be probably the most important period of the plastic bag ban.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Anybody else have something to add?
I do have a question.
Sure.
When you're talking about the plastic bag, is it strictly what you buy when you buy your groceries, or are you going to expand it to your rubbish pickup? You know, the plastic bags.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that eventually will come. You know, years ago, Franklin used to burn.
Well, of course, yeah.
Things, but I'm going way back. But where will this eventually lead? Lead to.
So this bylaw itself. Oh, sorry.
Well, you mean the plastic bags people are using in their home to collect their trash?
Yeah.
Yeah, this bylaw doesn't include any like bans on that. It's strictly at retail locations.
But does that say it within the law that you're trying to pass?
So it does specify the thickness of the bags. So for the trash plastic bags, those are generally of a different thickness and slightly different materials than just like the retail plastic bags, which are usually a lot thinner. So this wouldn't be, so the trash bags as well as the like the little bags that you use for produce, I believe, would both be safe underneath this ban. Mm-hmm.
Just to, in the proposal that has been sitting around here for a little while, no retailer or grocery store within the town of Franklin shall provide a plastic checkout bag to any customer. So it's really just dealing with checkout bags. I think to Ethan's point, it's also about the thickness of the bag. So the bags you get at checkout are the ones that are essentially banned. The ones that you put your chicken in or something like that, those are not banned. So those would stay in the vegetable aisle or the produce section. The really thin ones. Yeah.
The ones you put your apples and stuff in.
You put your apples and fruit and stuff like that.
Oh,
those are
okay. So there's going to be, in the grocery store, the obviously the grocer will know how to bag them.
Yeah, so when you go to the, you go down the trash aisle, that shouldn't change, nor should when you go through the produce aisle.
Yeah.
It should still have those, you know, the bags you pull off and you rip them, tear them off. You should have those as well. This is just checkout counter bags is what you're talking about, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And thin, like 4 mils or thin.
Yeah, I was going to say 4 mils.
Well,
yeah.
And right? Same thing with like Marshall's, you know, like the big plastic bags you get, this is, you know, those won't be allowed either because it also deals with retail.
So is the people that you're buying from that will no longer be as an item to buy then? You know, even if you have a sandwich bag,
mm-hmm.
you know, for your sandwiches.
You'll be able to still buy sandwich bags.
You would.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's just when you go.
Ziploc, you mean? Like Ziploc bags?
Yeah, Ziploc.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is only that plastic bag when you check out. You know, they say paper or plastic and you pick plastic.
Right.
That's
oh,
the,
yeah.
Oh, just
I,
those.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you line your
small
in the bathroom.
Waste barrels.
You know,
yes.
You have the
yep.
smaller sec.
Yep.
Yeah, those are still allowed.
Yeah. So what?
From what I understand from yours.
What is the difference in thickness then?
I think the overall argument here is the way the bags in particular are used and purposed, because a lot of the thin film bags that we get from the grocery stores for all intents and purposes aren't being reused or repurposed. They're either thrown or discarded. Whereas your atypical Ziploc bag or your garbage bag or even your fruit bags that you get your fruit in. They tend to be used for their purposes and either reused or discarded properly. Whereas the thin film bags, for all intents and purposes, just get discarded.
On some of your more progressive.
In a sense, more wasteful, which I get. And then the question is, where do you draw the line?
More progressive communities, though, are they expanding it more? So I live Brookline, in that area there. They seem to be one of the first, I think, to start. Banning them.
I haven't heard of any towns banning trash bags or Ziploc bags, but this proposal would just be similar to the one that's gone through in Lentham and the one that's gone through in Plainville. Would simply a ban on the ones that you would pick up at a retail store. But the trash bags, Ziploc bags, and the produce bags would also be allowed. In. I don't have any personal intention of getting rid of those.
How thick they are.
Mm. Very quickly, Jeremy.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just on the Ziplocs, I just can't foresee a world in which Ziplocs and those type, in, you know,
storage.
Hefty,
yeah.
You know, whatever the brands are, you know, trash bags are really banned. I think if you walk over to the Big Y, you go to a grocery store, you know, think of all the plastic in there that preserves food
right.
in general.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're talking about, I mean, I think that this is, yeah, I think this is, the goal of the statewide legislation is to take a step forward. See where we're at in whatever 10 years, and then the you know the world will just continue to modify how we deal with recycling. The town is going to you know hopefully invest in a couple years, you know, whole new recycling center. Once we're doing a land swap with the state down there, and you know I think the solid waste related issues that have come up from this debate, among many others, with the you know China, with what's going on with recycling over there, you know composting, you know we're going to look at you know. A multi-use recycling facility that I think in a few years when there's a subcommittee of the council or somebody looking at that issue, you know, we'll look at some of these other bigger things. But I can't foresee foresee Ziplocs or Hefty. I just can't see anybody banning those in the future.
So just on that, the redraft is a 4 mil thick or less is what they're looking
to
ban.
And that's our
I just pulled up Glad's what do they call them? Small trash quick tie bags.
Yeah.
And those are 5 mil. So it would be, they're already making something that's larger in thickness than that. So.
And also, if you look at the original and redraft comparison on the H771 on this page, like near the back, it says that the sandwich bags, garbage bags, plastic bags that come with merchandise to contain parts
mm-hmm.
are not considered single-use bags. It's
redraft.
If you go,
it's in the
back three pages from the back.
It'll say 625V4 on the top.
Anybody else have a comment on this? And then I'll let the council go.
No.
Yeah, I was going to let them go.
Oh,
here
you go.
Going twice. All right. So, Glenn, would you like to talk?
Yes, just to a quick point. One of the things I've noticed in the past couple of months, especially since we've been engaged in these conversations, is the efforts that many of the businesses themselves have been taking upon themselves to convert their stock into either reusable or non-plastic uses. Like, for instance, I know Starbucks on a regular basis is using more recyclable products, with the exception of the plastic covers. Dunkin' Donuts can still use a swap. But my point is that I've seen a lot of these consumers, the companies, putting forth more products that are more environmentally friendly. Are they doing it for the simple reason that we're finally stepping up and saying enough with these products that are wasteful? You know, I know Yeti's been making a killing on their coolers and stuff because people are buying things that are reusable. But I have noticed, like for instance in Dorchester, I was over at the Star Market in Dorchester, that they don't offer the thin film bags to any of their customers coming through the store. They do ask you how many bags you need, how many bags you want to purchase. They sell the reusable bags over there for 10 cents a bag. And again, the best part about it is it's offering the consumer choices, and I really think that's what this boils down to, is at least allowing the consumers the opportunity to have the choice. They can either A, bring their own reusable bags with them, which I've seen a lot of people are doing more often these days, or offer them at least a bag for all intents and purposes that is reusable for a reasonable price. That's really kind of what the crux of all of this is how do we manage to do away with things that are affecting our environment without taxing our economic base? You know, I think 10 cents for a reusable bag that may be, for all intents and purposes, recyclable is a reasonable price. But where do we draw that line? That's kind of one of the things I'd like to see ironed out.
That particular bag, though, was probably only good for like four or five times.
Correct.
But I noticed Stop and Shop, the heavier, like, fabric ones, they were, used to be a dollar. They were offering two for a dollar.
Oh, good.
Yeah, three more.
Yeah, and again, like anything, as it becomes more common, it becomes less costly to create because you're using it more frequently, you're producing it more frequently. And people, I think, will ultimately agree to paying a little bit more to support the efforts to keep our environment green. I do think that we just have to be careful on where we draw that line so that we don't have too much of an economic impact on the businesses, because they are doing their best to keep themselves afloat too, keep people employed. So that's really my biggest crux, is making sure that we don't have too much of an economic impact, even though we're trying to save our environment at the same time. Other than that, I had a question on, well, not a question, but more of a point. Has everyone had a chance to read the redraft of the state's legislation?
And I just for the record, I just handing them out right now.
Okay.
I mean, people could have researched this on their own for months, but.
So, to your point about making the town have its own bylaw, in a sense, Jamie, correct me if I'm wrong, if we make our own bag ban, but yet the state comes back with their version of something that's more extreme than ours, we're trumped by them.
That's correct.
Automatically. So in all essence, our policy would be void, and their policy would take over. And looking at what's been drafted, looking at the timeline that all of this is occurring, I think we're probably looking at a significantly short timeline until this probably makes it to the floor for vote at the state level. So there's a fair chance that this could possibly make it as early as next year, beginning of next year.
What can we talk? It's 6-8 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So not that I'm trying to trump your idea of making a local one.
Yeah.
It's just that, for instance, are we gonna facsimile, which means copy, what they've already drafted in order to create one for our own that, for all intents and purposes, is just their bill? You know, what further do we want to add to it in order to go above and beyond what the state's proposed?
Just so we're really clear, Section 5 of the bill, the provisions of this chapter, when effective, shall preempt any limitation by any political subdivision of the Commonwealth, et cetera, et cetera. That's
you.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I think no matter what you do, it's all but likely that very few towns across our cities have this written their own exactly the way the state's doing it. There's also provisions in here. DEP will have to promulgate regulations relative to this stuff. You know, and there's some other hurdles in this legislation about we have to designate with the state, you know, what board is the enforcement board, which will obviously be the town council, but, you know, because that's the legislative body, and I'm, you know, we'll end up dealing with it, you know, however we do through the Board of Health or whatnot. But, you know, I mean, I think there's some nuances in it that will still take it a while to phase in.
I guess going off of that, the way that I view it is, if the state puts in place their own ban and ours is voided, that doesn't in total make much of a difference towards the end result, which will be the plastic bags end up getting phased out. But I see it as almost a way that we can ensure that. I remember in 2016 I was watching the hearings for the bylaw on the town level, and I remember people were saying similar things. I think this is a great way to ensure that whether or not the state is able to pass this through, that Franklin can be on the cutting edge of this bylaw and be on the cutting edge of pushing through a plastic bag ban. So if the state does end up banning it, yes, this bylaw would be voided. But I feel that we can't really lose anything from the bylaw being voided. We don't really have anything to lose in putting this bylaw forward, at the very least.
I definitely agree with you. I understand your logic. I know where you're coming from. I think my biggest argument is the timeline.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that for whatever further revisions and or adjustments we want to make to, say, a town bylaw, is that they would be, for all intents and purposes, almost following the same timeline that the state's following. We could, for all intents and purposes, get to the point where we come to a final draft to propose to the council, only to be trumped by the state. Now, I'm not trying to devoid the idea of putting it towards town by law. I'm just kind of logically looking at the timeline and seeing how we match up with what the state's doing and how, for all intents and purposes, they could clash with each other, only to get to the point where we come up with a final draft, propose it to the council, it comes to the new council for a vote, and then, you know, a week or two weeks,
a lot could happen.
No, I understand. I'm not trying to be negative towards this. I'm really just trying to make it a logical approach, just so that we're not putting a lot of effort into something that only eventually, within the same timeline, trumps us. That's all. I'm not trying to push it aside. Don't think I am. I'm just trying to be logical here at the time.
Mel?
I just wanted to make a point about the redraft of the bill that in the original it says a 10-cent fee for recycled paper bags, and the redraft is no mandated fee, so individual businesses can put a fee in if it costs, like a little store like mine might cost me a lot of money to get a paper bag, right? Versus the big Y. So, but it kind of allows for each individual business to decide how they want to do that. I think that was one of the issues that Councilor Jones brought up. But also, I would like to see, I think it's important to push it and to get it done, because we don't know when the state will ever do it, and I think the more municipalities that do it, the faster the state will go. Like maybe like all 300, there'll be 350, and then they'll say, maybe we ought to just pass it. So you never know how long it's gonna take, right?
Damn government.
But I would like to see our bylaw mirror the state's, so that if it ever does pass, it will be really close to it, right? Mm-hmm. So then it wouldn't be that big a difference, right? So people will get used to it, and then when the state actually passes the law, then it'll be the same. Nobody will have to worry about getting used to a different law again,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things I think about.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So both councils bring up good points, and I've got a couple others. So one of the things I really like is the kind of comparison report. Mm-hmm. And like what I'd like to see, not to put more work on you guys, is just a third column, so to speak, that talks about the difference between the original, the redraft, and then your. What is yours comparatively to that? That would allow us to kind of have more of a sense going in. And I think once this gets to hopefully the town council level, that'll be an easier read for the people who have not been in the multiple meetings with us to turn around and understand where we sit between what is proposed and what isn't. So I, you know, as will be the second time that I think Glenn and I have been through this. So lucky Melanie. So one of the things that I did run into a couple people on was that everybody wants to see something like this happen, mm-hmm. right, that I can talk to. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the big stumbling blocks is the word ban, because right. nobody likes to be told no, yeah. right? So I guess my question to you is, have you thought of something else you can phrase this to make it environmentally friendly to not only the citizens, but to everyone? So, you know, because nobody likes to be told no, right? And that's, even us, as when you guys were little kids and you were told no, you didn't like that. So,
that's a good point.
Actually, so if we look back at our previous town administrator, he might have had foresight here. Town council to consider eliminating plastic bags from stores. It's not a ban.
Right,
but it is.
So I'd be interested to see.
We're not banning them. We're just eliminating them from stores.
I'd be interested to see if we can take the negative spin on it and put it into a positive, which would also allow future high schoolers or citizens of the town of Franklin to maybe expand on that into other environmentally friendly items down the road. Mm-hmm. So that now we've created a bylaw that allows it to, okay, we want to get rid of the nips in town. Maybe down the road we can do that some way, somehow. We cannot at the current time. we've talked about that. But, you know, things like that need to be continued to expanded, I mean, on this process. And I like really the way you're going to try to help our environment. And
absolutely.
I think when you talk about we're helping the environment, not banning something, it's a completely different conversation.
Okay.
So I would love to see something like that. I don't think, and I'll take my fellow counselor's advice on this, but I don't think we can push this forward tonight, because the reality is we don't know if we'll be here in 2 weeks. See, I pointed at them, but they really know. They're like looking at me.
You don't know if you're going to be here in 2 weeks?
None of us do. But the reality is I would love to see that come back to us one last time, and then for a final discussion, and then a vote to push this to the council for either acceptance or discussion or review or denial. And I think, you know, and as I said to you in the first time we met, this is a lot of work and you've stuck with it. I'm really proud of everything you're doing, and
yes.
you really
yeah.
have,
we are
really
good.
Have shown it. I mean, I would say this is, you've got adults talking, and when adults talk about what the youth of our town's doing, that's really important, because they're looking at you going, wow, these kids, and I don't hear them going, these kids are crazy. I'm hearing them go, these kids are really smart.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they really know what they're doing.
They've grown so much.
That's right.
It's amazing.
It is. So I think the previous group of citizens and council and students that came forward would be very proud of you.
Absolutely.
So far, so you'd be proud
I'll
of that as well.
I'll have to text Alicia later. So,
but if my thought is, and I don't think we can put a date on this, can we, town administrator?
No.
Maybe so could.
At our first
EDC. Maybe force the next EDC.
You'd have to vote. You know, I mean,
I guess we could. We could
you'd
put
have
a
to
date.
Vote, and you know, otherwise you'll have to have another EDC meeting at some point, you know, in whenever the month. You know, there's an election in 3 weeks or whatever it is, right? Then you got to reorganize. You have a meeting that's, you know, in November that's scheduled already.
The new chairman of the new EDC can schedule it anytime
that's
after
right.
post-election.
That's what,
yeah,
that's
I just
want to
make sure
point.
That we keep this moving.
Yeah.
My hope is that we're all sitting here in another 3 weeks.
Why
and we're all getting back together in 4 or 5 weeks, right before Thanksgiving. And we're talking about, okay, we're all together again. Let's push this forward to
you're the chairman.
Council.
Make a,
I will. I haven't
make
got
a
there.
I make a,
I'm still working on my...
Make a motion to post a new meeting for the
I didn't say anything while he was talking.
A month from now. 1 month from this date.
I'm just thinking about the environmentally sustainable bag bylaw.
Yes.
Maybe something like that. That's what I keep thinking about.
I was starting to think of things in the last couple weeks too, and I was like, why am I thinking about this? They are, they've got this. Like, they know what they're doing.
A logo and everything.
I love it. I think that's fantastic. So with that said, I guess from the conversation we just, you know, kind of had, it's worth setting a date for it. From there, it would be a final discussion, in my opinion, and I think we should put that final discussion on there so we don't drag this out any longer. And then recommendation to the council, so we can vote on whether there's a recommendation to the council. That all being said, that will, whoever the next EDC chairman will, he'll kind of have him, he or she will have that set up for them, so that they know what they have to start with. And I think to Glenn's point, you know, it could take the state 3 months, it could take them 9 months. Mm-hmm. However, we thought the last bag ban was going to come in, and here we still sit with a redraft, and we could be sitting here 5 more years. You know, you guys will be long gone and being like, Franklin, where? but don't worry, it's a vortex.
Or
everybody
could be in your seat.
That's right. I would love that. Nothing more.
What,
not my seat,
point.
But next to me would be great.
Love that.
No, I hope
please
that's
take
the case.
My seat. Love
that. No, I would love to. I would be honored to sit next to anybody, any of you on the council, because you're very intelligent and know what you're doing. So, but that being said, I think we get it on the agenda. Who cares about the state? They could be 5 years. They could go through 3 more redrafts, and then we vote it. Whether it, hopefully it passes, and then if it passes, or if the state comes in with a redraft of it and they pass it, then we'll adapt to what that is and go from there. Does that sound like something everybody can live with?
Yeah, sounds great. I did have one or two questions. So just as far as like the rebranding or the renaming of the plastic bag ban, the original petition does have a petition to ban plastic bags in Franklin.
That's okay.
For further copies, I could definitely change the title, but I do just have like a...
That's not necessary.
That's not, that's just...
That's semantics.
Semantics, okay. Thank you. Yes, for us, I think it's for how you're going to present it to the public when it's time comes time to have a conversation. So when I'm going to go with black. Aye, because I hope to be here.
Yeah.
Right? So when I call on you next time, I want to know, show me what you got. Go to the art department, get a logo. Show me the name. Spell it out. Show what it's going to be. Let's make the rest of the state. How many other towns have done this?
122.
So let's make what we always say. Let's make Franklin different. Right? And 122, well, the 123rd is going to have a better name and a better logo, and they have better students in the town of Franklin than the other 122, so we're going to show them how it's all about, and, you know, we're going to make ours the winner. And then 9 times out of 10, the state usually copies our stuff anyway, so.
Have you looked at their other towns, the ones that passed it, how they describe it in their bylaws?
We talked to a couple different towns. So the mainstay of most of the towns, as far as small business protections go, is the 1 year waiting period. Another thing that was brought up by one other town, which is something that we could definitely have a conversation about, was on top of the 1 year waiting period, there's kind of additional extensions that they have for the waiting period that like the business could ask for.
Yeah, but I wouldn't get into any of that yet. Well, they all called it the plastic bag ban, though.
Well, but yeah, how about an act reducing plastic bag pollution?
That works.
That's the name of the legislation.
Yeah. So
you say chapter 130, reducing plastic bag pollution.
Counting on you, you know. Wrong with it. So I think it would be great. Your group's doing great. Mm-hmm. And then the only thing you have to do is once this gets to the council is I want to see the place packed. So
Yes. Which, to his point, and two things. One is along the lines of what the chairman was saying in regards to the rebranding of the bylaws, so that it's at least a little bit more people friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we're trying to make the world a little bit more environmentally friendly, but people friendly, because like you said, people get offended by the word ban. I get that. But everything boils down to education. I know you guys understand that as high schoolers yourself, that how important education is. And a lot of times, it's not until you really truly get educated in one particular subject that you truly understand it. Mm-hmm. So a big part of what you guys are going to have to do on your end is come forth with some type of presentation or some type of information with data, with analysis, with a real educational backing, so that you're actually educating the consumers and the people who will be present that night, because I can assure you, just like before, there will be highly educated counter individuals who will come at you with their argument as to why we shouldn't put forth a ban. So just prepare yourselves.
Not a ban.
Yeah.
What they're
environmentally friendly solution.
Right, but what they're going to call a ban. So it's just something to prepare for. It's going to be like anything in life, anything worth doing is worth fighting for. You know, so by all means, put forth your best foot.
Right, fight for your future.
Yeah,
right?
For Dave.
How are you going to measure this?
Measure
whether someone, you know, whether the public is adhering to it. I mean, have you thought beyond
that's
that?
His job.
Wow. Do you want to turn around? So
Franklin jacket, plastic bag reduction police.
Enforcement of the bag.
Well, if the public is, trying to adhere to the
right.
bylaw,
right.
you know, that, you know, is it working, you know, is Beaver Pond clean, or your side, you know, as you're driving along, do you see the plastic bags,
right.
you know, sometimes?
I think a lot of what's been happening recently is you're finding particular businesses that have made the shift over to recyclables or things that are less damaging to the environment, and then the other businesses tend to kind of pick them up. That they're like, you know, their customers have preferred this, that might be in my best interest, both as a environmentally safe thing but also as a consumer thing, because they're like, well that their customers were happy with the way they did something, perhaps I should do that so I can attract their customers to my business, so on and so forth. It's basic consumerism.
I think one of the things Glenn pointed over to the town administrator, however, you know, one of the directions of the council should be that we also send, I'm talking that it goes in favor, right? I'm going to use that sentiment right now. It goes in favor, we've passed this. One of the jobs of the town council as well as the town administrator is to pass this along to our fellow neighboring towns so that they can also consider what we're doing. Because it's not, if I shop in Franklin, that's great, but if I shop in Bellingham, that bag now comes over the line. And we need to work on making sure that we're inclusive. And I think for the students, it's also including a conversation with the high school students in Bellingham and Medway and Wrentham and making sure that they spread this out. So I think it's a great question. How are we going to monitor it? One of the big things is that, you know, the stores have to, and then is it fineable if they don't? It's fineable if they don't? And that's monitored by the building inspector?
I've not heard of a lot of cases of that. I think it's a fairly straightforward thing. I think you either get rid of the bags within the window, the whatever city or town you're in, you either get rid of them within that window of time, or you have the agents of the town who, when they go in for food inspections, the Board of Health says, hey, it's been 3 years and you haven't got rid of the bags, right? Bam, there's the fine, whatever the case is.
That's right.
You know, I think it's
so we'll figure that out.
But I haven't really heard of a lot of, I have not read or heard of a lot of situations where there's rogue people just really double down.
That rogue plastic band shop. That store
won't give it up.
That's right.
As far as enforcement goes, there is a guide in the in the town bylaw, which just outlines how, like, the
warning fines, first offense. Cool.
Excellent. Do we have a date?
Well,
I'm pushing the future council to
set a date. Motion for November 26th. So.
Well, if you want I would. Is there any reason why you can't do it before the council meeting on the 13th? The only reason why I mention it is then you're into Thanksgiving.
Organizational meeting is when?
The 13th.
The reorganizational meeting is on the 13th.
You cannot do it before then.
Nope. Right.
Because we won't be organized.
I still request the 26th.
You could do it the Wednesday.
The what?
26th.
Well, no, the Wednesday after is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so you probably wouldn't want to do it then.
Yeah, the week of Thanksgiving is just a tough, right. tough week. So I mean, really,
December 3rd?
I would say December 4th before that council
December
meeting.
4th.
Is that a tax hearing, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we need to have a meeting prior to that?
Nope.
No budget, no capital, no... Okay.
Nope.
Is Does anybody have a problem with December 4th?
That motion December 4th.
Second.
Okay, there's a first and second. All in favor of December 4th for the next Economic Development Commission and committee meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. December 4th it is.
And this took 48 minutes, so I'm going to assume 6 o'clock is okay.
Yep.
6 o'clock should be fine, because they're going to come with that and their comparison.
They're going to come with all their friends.
And this is going to take about 10 minutes in and out, and we're going to go, okay. Now, if you don't vote, then we might not be here, so.
Just to clarify, too.
Go ahead.
That's the EDC meeting on December
4th.
4th.
Yeah.
So the 18th potentially would be the agenda meeting for the town council to get it in before Christmas, or would you wait till January time?
So the agenda is set by the chair, and I would assume that the 18th would work of December for a meeting. However, I would have to ask the future chairman if that is possible, if I'm so, if we are so elected.
That would happen until November
13th. Exactly.
So,
except you said chairman.
Chairman, chairwoman.
It could be chair.
Could just be the chair.
Chair, yes. We could just have the chair.
Just give it to the chair.
We've already been getting nomenclature positive, if as long as you stay with the use of chair and council.
Yes.
Then it's nonsense.
Right.
Perfect.
Gender non-specific.
Perfect. It's up to the future council.
Millis is voting on November 4th.
Excellent.
The local papers.
They got nothing on us.
On the plastic bag reduction, reduced pollution.
Who's Millis? I don't even know what Millis is. Who's right out? My car gets to the line in Franklin, turns around, and can't even get out of Franklin.
There's a line of work around webs and user interface. I can find the link. Enforcement positive thinking. So an example is, like in the subway, it says don't lean on the door.
Mm-hmm.
They say step back and admire your reflection.
Mind the gap.
Mind the gap is another one. Don't step on the crack, mind the gap. So,
break your mouth back.
You mean you can't just put train will kill you, don't get too close?
Doesn't work anymore. Somebody tries to get too close. All right, with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Great job, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Good to see you guys. Soon.
Good job, as always.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? Overall, if you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.